Roll up, ladies and gentlemen, to the greatest podcast on Earth! Step right up and experience the magnificence that is the Two Ring Circus Podcast! You'll gasp, you'll laugh, and you'll be amazed at what comes next.
Amazing.
Don't worry about the smell. It's just the stars of our show, Tom Italiano.
Hi.
And Matt Bradshaw.
Oh, you
know. Welcome.
Hey, look at you guys. This is good, isn't it?
What a coincidence that you're all here. And so are we. Hi.
I'm sorry that for everyone who's going to watch this afterwards has missed out on the Danny Zuko conversation. G'day, mate.
Hey, so
find yourself a seat, my friend. There's one there, right in the front, if you're not frightened of getting wet. Oh, wait, there's someone behind you.
Why would they be frightened of getting wet? It's not one of those shows.
How do you know?
Oh. We should have given a poncho.
Everyone's going one along. It's all fun.
We should have handed out ponchos for people in the front. Like, what's that show? The Blue Man Group.
Oh, I was going to say The Cosby Show.
Oh,
what? Too soon. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Doesn't matter. He can't see us.
Surely.
No, he's gone blind. He can't see us.
What? Shouldn't they be handing out pillows?
Be careful with the drinks.
Anyway. This is not rehearsed. So there's a good chance that Matt and I will say things that people who haven't rehearsed would say.
I've got a little too long neck buzz going on. I'm not sure what that is.
No, these
long necks. Don't go weird on me. Yeah.
I'm glad you showed us the bottle.
Well, I thought I should.
Where's the second one?
Hostile.
I like that when you say something that may have a connotation of some kind, other people don't twig on the connotation unless someone else laughs. You're like, oh fuck, he meant that.
We've had all sorts of conversations before we even started today out in the green room.
Yeah, I've used all my jokes already.
Have you?
Yeah.
No, I've got so many jokes to make at other people's expense. It's pretty much. Why are you covering your face, Rita?
No.
What about you, Dale? Oh, did you think I was going to say something about you, Dale?
No.
What? I never would.
Hey, Dom.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm a bit stumped.
What? For what's going on?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Dom pulled up sick today.
Up sick yesterday, actually. I'm a bit better now.
Are you?
Yeah. No, it's hard to believe. And then my face looks so washed out, there's a light.
We rehearsed yesterday for this, and he didn't tell me he was sick, and we kissed, and now I'm sick as well. So.
I wasn't sick until you left.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What are you trying to say? Okay, so Dom had 2 hours sleep. He went to bed. He sent me a message at 9:30 and said, I'm already in bed, and then slept till midnight, and then didn't
sleep
anymore.
Oh, there was a wake. It was like lying in bed. It was like, because I don't go to bed till 1, usually, maybe 2. And I was then kept awake by my dog walking around the house, all confused. He was like, well, hey, what are you in bed for? Like, we usually do stuff. Like, you know, he's very, very confused.
What do you do with your dog at 1 o'clock in the morning? Like, well, run around?
Yeah. Gosh.
Really?
Because what happens usually, because 5 days a week I'm out. Yeah, we go for a walk at like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. Because I come home and he's clearly been asleep since it's been dark. And then I open the door, he's like, whoa, you're home. And he starts telling me about his day and all the things that have happened. And in order to calm him down, I have to take him for a walk. So he runs it off and then he goes to sleep. But he didn't get a chance to do that last night, because I went to bed early. But he was walking around the house. I could hear like little nails on the floating floorboards. I was going to say parquetry, but I don't have parquetry because, you know, I live in Lara. And he was like, tick, 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 tick. And then he would get to my door and he'd stop. because that's all he says.
And he's not allowed in Dom's room.
He's not allowed in the room, and he knows. And then walk around the house in the dark. I did hear him bump into the...
Tantamount to abuse, as far as I'm concerned.
Who has a pet? Hands up. Keep your hands up if you let your pet in your bedroom.
Keep your hands up if you let your pet on your bed.
In your bed.
What about on your pillow?
Not so much.
Wow.
Kids don't count in this conversation. They're different to
they're
pets.
They're not pets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pet monkey?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a pet. Wait, hang on. Who's got a monkey?
Hey, there's a question for you. So, before I ask this question, so for anyone who's never heard our podcast, basically it's Matt and I asking, well, having conversations that we wouldn't usually have in real life. That's pretty much, we end up talking about this. Hey, what would you think about this? So, if you could have any pet other than the one you had, what would you have?
Llama.
Oh, my dad's got two.
What?
Yeah.
What?
My dad's got two alpacas.
They're not llamas.
Oi!
They're just smaller than llamas. They're the same thing.
No, take the L out of llama and it's llama. Take the L out of alpaca.
Is that like Aaron? Is Aaron still Aaron if it's like got one less A?
Yeah.
It's A-Ron. Isn't it like Akon?
I don't know. So you'd have a llama. My dad's got two alpacas. They're kind of
like anything that spits.
In which case, I'd have anything that doesn't.
Did someone just buy a website? I'll have anything that spits.com. What?
Would the llama sleep on your bed?
Ah. Llama is small. I've got a cat. There might be people who don't know that my cat sleeps in my bed right next to me on the pillow. I don't have like a Great Dane or anything that's like just all cozying up to me. Llama's
it's a big
kid.
Cat though.
Oh, yeah. Don't be rude.
She's got big bones.
That best gift I ever had. 14 and a half years old, and Dom gave it to me.
Yeah, it's a good value. I haven't had to get him anything since. Actually, that's true. My shit friend. Sorry.
No. She's a bit sick though. She's got a hyperthyroid condition, which means she just wants to drink and eat all the time. How dare you?
She's just big boned, I told you.
Stop, man. So here's a story about vets. So her regular vet that she's been going to for the last 12 years since I moved to Frankston, there's a whole bunch of things that if your cat drinks a lot, it can mean a whole bunch of things. So the best thing that it could have meant, what? Wait, she's thirsty. Shut up. But aside from that, the second best thing that
depression.
It could have been is not depression. No. Water. Yeah, let's put this over here.
What does she drink?
Just water. Lovely, fresh, clean.
What
water.
Would your llama drink if you had one?
Anyway.
Sorry.
So this is about Dom has a real beanies bonnet about health versus medicine. And so my vet. Not my vet. Whatever. No, I dumped her ages ago. My vet.
Yeah.
Never heard?
Yeah. I remember.
Well, okay. Yeah. We'll leave it out of this.
Speaking of that website.
All right. So.
He went out with her when we lived together.
Okay.
We have stories.
Okay. Not now. We're talking about Renee tonight. Those sorts of stories. You're not talking about me and my vet. So. Took my cat to the vet because she'd been drinking heaps. Did blood work, said, yeah, she's got hypothyroid condition. She needs to take tablets twice a day for the rest of her life, which is a really shitty solution to anything. Spoke to another friend of mine who's here tonight, cat friend. Hey, cat friend. Hey. And she said, I can fix that. Yeah. We take her and we put her in a lead-lined room for a week and we give her a radioactive iodine tablet and she's fine. Oh, okay, well, that's good, but shit. And then I spoke to the chief medical officer Am I elevating him to higher status than he deserves? Doesn't matter. Anyway, he's a big vet. And he said, we could try a diet. What? What the fuck? Why hasn't anyone told me that you could just do stuff with diet before you start plugging tablets into them? Anyway, the diet isn't working. So she's...
she's still alone.
She's going to go in the lead line room. Yeah, she's... But, best gift ever. My end is my beginning. What happened? What's everyone doing here?
So, llamas.
Does anyone have a llama?
Do you guys know why my dad has alpacas, which are kind of just small llamas? You do. Yeah, he's got sheep. And apparently what happens, for anyone who doesn't know, I'm just going to tell you anyway. So, eagles, the bird things, and foxes like to eat baby sheep. So do I, but that's different. But if you get llamas...
Did you say beef?
Beef, no. Oh. I like beef too, yeah. So if you get llamas and you let them hang out with the sheep, they become like guard dogs for sheep. And it works. It's like one of those things you go, fuck off, that's not going to work. It works. And if you go into the paddock, they fall on front up to you like... Because they've got long necks.
You mean they're Egyptian? What was going on?
They're hilarious. An alpaca. But then what happens is the sheep get really cocky. Because they're like, they've got bodyguards. They're like...
Definitely hitting one there.
They're like Justin... They become like Justin Bieber's, right? And they just, the sheep like walk right up to you and they're like, what are you going to do? My mate's over there. It's really funny.
Is that like Justin Bieber and his bouncers?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Yeah, okay. Hey, the royal wedding.
Yes.
If I told you how excited I was about the royal wedding, I would be lying. I didn't care about the royal wedding. Did you watch any of it?
No, it's different.
It's what?
Okay.
I've got stuff to say about it.
Do you really?
Like I stuck it here.
Well, good. I actually have photographs of me in a little red, white, and blue striped shirt from when I was 4 years old when Princess died.
You meant from Sunday.
No. When Charles, because I was in Wales, I was born in Wales, and so I was living in Wales when Charles and Di got married, and it was a big celebration because our prince was getting a princess. Like, well, I didn't really know what was going on, but anyway, I got
the song. Do you remember the song?
No.
Charlie's getting married at last?
No.
Really?
What? No, I was only four.
I don't know it either. I think
I haven't been rehearsing it.
Charlie's getting married at last. To a pretty girl without a past.
I think there's something else then. Yeah.
Dookie looks so happy. His nan's a happy chappy.
Not his nan. His mum.
His mum's a happy chappy.
No, wait. His mum's a...
Cause Charlie's getting married. Charlie's getting married.
Oh, it's good.
Charlie's getting married at last.
Wow, I can't
imagine...
That's
a real song.
I can't imagine why I haven't heard it before.
It's very Chaz and Dave.
Incidentally, as with most songs, you probably did a much better version than the original anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So other than I have a history of celebrating the royal family's weddings when I was four, you know, 25 years ago.
What the fuck?
There you go.
Hey.
You know who your friends are. I think it's funny. It's like, how are they royal? I mean, how are they royal? It's so arbitrary. It's like, you're royal. I've decided. Yep. You guys are royal. That's it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
They're not anything better than anyone else.
We've just walked into a Monty Python sketch.
How do you know? He's got shit all over him, is he?
Well, it's not... I mean, it's... It's not arbitrary in the sense that it's evolutionary. I don't know if that's the right word. Like, it's gone down through the ages.
It's pretty arbitrary.
At the start, but now,
still,
it's entrenched.
It's still arbitrary to me. And I've decided to fuck them.
All right. Okay.
I don't mean I don't want them to be happy and in love and all that stuff. It's lovely. It's great. You know, but...
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Farkle. What?
Farkle?
Yeah.
Why?
That's the important one too.
What?
Prince Harkle? Harry and Meghan Markle. Farkle.
Where did you get the F from?
Yeah. P. Harry.
Oh, good.
Prince Harry. Arkle.
Wow.
Farkle.
I thought it was like an aardvark llama thing that I missed out on. Yeah, Don.
I'm just
a P. Silent P.
Finally, Prince Charles got a job to do. Oh, I thought that was good, at least. Walking her down the aisle. Well, he hasn't done fuck all else, has he? He's never going to be king. She is never going to let him be king.
She's done a pretty good job of holding on so far.
She speaks highly of you also.
What was that website again? So what else you've got to say about the wedding? Because I clearly don't give a shit. I care what you think.
It's the wrong wedding. It was the event of the something.
The weekend.
Yeah. Well, I said Sunday. It was Saturday, wasn't it? It was Saturday our time. Everywhere was fucking... Like, all the places we played at on Saturday night were not so busy. Not so busy. Not so busy. Like, crazy.
Because of the wedding, you think?
I think so. I think people went out to, like, venues where the wedding... What are you shaking your head for?
I just think it's avoiding television.
Yeah.
Avoiding television.
Yeah.
Every channel. Let's go out and do what we can.
Ah.
To avoid television.
Wow.
Yeah,
right.
That's a good perspective.
That's not bad, is it?
Yeah. I mean, I did.
Mm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know. She looked beautiful.
Father Bride. Michael. Yeah, yeah.
Michael. You know what I mean? Yeah. Canadian. Which explains why she's so nice.
Hey.
And thin.
Why thin?
Marcus Americans.
What?
Full stop. What about Nazis?
What about them?
Here's what happened to me on Sunday night.
Speaking of Nazis, isn't the Queen's, like, family German? Isn't that
She's fucking German.
Yeah, isn't that the funny thing?
Well, it's our funny thing about the royal family. Yeah, German.
Yeah.
She's got a penchant for sausage. Not Prince Philip's, obviously. What is he, 98 years old?
I like how you made a French phrase, like, into a German-English. Amazing.
It's brilliant. It's so good. So I was at my gig on Sunday. I nearly got killed at my gig on Sunday night. Well, no, that's not fair. I could have almost got killed at my gig on Sunday night. I was at a gig.
Hang on, in how many ways?
Well, no, just one way.
Okay.
Well, no, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, hypothetically, we could all almost get killed all the time. Think about how many things you do that you've heard other people die of. Like, people slipping in the shower, like, you know.
Oh, fuck, I think that all the time!
Putting a fork in a toaster. Like, shit that people.
You're not meant to do that.
Yeah. Well, you're not meant to. People do stuff.
I've got toast tongs.
You got toast tongs?
Yeah, toast tongs.
So, like, rubber stuff to
bamboo.
Get.
Bamboo. Yeah, bamboo toast tongs.
This is the thing. This is a great thing about doing a podcast. You learn stuff about them that you would never learn in normal conversation, because this is clearly not normal conversation. Anyway, how did you always die on Sunday?
Oh, okay. So I was playing at a venue where in the bathroom, instead of girls, you can try and picture this, because fucking men are horrible. I imagine girls, you know what a urinal actually looks like, as in like a communal urinal.
Communal.
Anyway, this is different to that. This is like a horse trough. So it's it's off the ground. So it's basically cock level. Depending on how tall you are.
I hate
so,
those things.
Yeah, horrible, horrible, horrible.
Nothing more embarrassing than still having to be on your tippy toes, like around other men, just to go to the toilet. And it happens all the time. If you're a gentleman and you go to male bathrooms, sorry for interrupting for the 10th time, you'll notice that there's always a child size urinal in male bathrooms, right? And I always have to kind of look around and go, because I'm that tall. Short. Yeah. What was it? Vertically challenged.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
Do you actually?
Well, it's usually the only one available because there's real sized people in the male bathroom.
What? Actual, like, human sized people.
Yeah, yeah.
You're as nice as a normal sized person, though.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah. Well, a nice normal sized person. Yeah.
Anyway. I was doing what I needed to do, and someone came in after me and stood at the far end, as you're supposed to do when you're a man. You stand as far away as humanly possible from the other men there. And he was facing the other way. Not the other way, but more or less the other way, because he was about this far away from shooting distance. So...
That's a hell of a lot of... well,
just fill in the blank.
Yeah. Okay.
What's wrong? You've lost your perspicacity. What's that?
Self belief.
Oh. Yeah, all right, fair enough.
I mean, like, most people would start close and move away, but he's like, nah.
So I'm still working through my situation.
Reeling it in.
Yeah. But at the same time as this guy's got his phone in the crook of his arm, like, just thinking, okay, so when he starts, that's simply going on the floor. There's no... So... But then he just zipped up. Nothing happened, which is fine in the context of the situation. We both finished at the same time. I turned around to wash my hands. He turned around to wash his hands. And before I realised what I was doing, when I caught sight of him in the reflection in the mirror, I saw he had a swastika on his cheek, and I said, "What's going on there, mate?" And as the word "what" was coming out of my mouth, I felt like I was physically trying to cram them back in. Like, "What the? What are you doing, you fucking idiot?" And he said, "What?" Oh, this is awkward. I said, "On your face." And he said, "Oh, my fucking mates." Oh, dude. So it's just his mates had just drawn a swastika on his face because he was pretty pissed. But so everything was fine. But I got outside and, you know, you get that adrenaline thing where your hand actually isn't doing this, but it feels like it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a... Don't. So if you see anyone, girls particularly, if you see a girl in the toilets with a swastika on her face, that's never going to happen because girls are nice. Yeah, don't confront them. Don't ever confront anyone in a bathroom about anything. Ever.
Unless you want a story to tell your mates.
Meghan Markle's half-brother's son... You can't make this shit up. Meghan Markle's half-brother's son got caught with a knife in a London club because before he went over for the wedding, Donald Trump had told him that London wasn't safe.
Well, that's a trusted news source. Fake news, fake news. Hey, what was your first ever job?
I got offered a job as I was on my way to my Year 12 exams working as a shelf stacker at a supermarket.
Does that person have a lot of faith in you?
How dare you?
You're on your way to your exams, Matt. You want a job?
You're a piece of work, you are.
I say that because my first job was a cleaner. I was a cleaner. So when you talk about...
And I've lived with him, so fuck you.
When you talk about bathrooms and who's more gross.
Oh, no.
Girls are way more gross. It's like, because you think like, when you've... So I was 15, and my very first day of work was Boxing Day, 1994, and... I started at 6 a.m. and my whole shift was scraping chewing gum off carpet, like with a 20-liter tub
were
of
you
at the Village Twin Cinema in Geelong, and I was given this like triangle tool and a 20-liter drum of Shellite, and it was like, okay, you need to get the chewing gum off, and I think it was a test. It's like, this kid lasts 4 hours. You know, he's right. That was my initiation, and I was high for 5 days, like, because Shellite's pretty, it's like metho, right? And then, but the next day it was, all right, you got to clean the toilets. And then the next there was maybe a movie marathon, like Boxing Day movie marathon. So I rocked up at 6 a.m. to clean, and it was like, what happened in here? And the boys took, and maybe it was just because the boys just, I don't know, went outside to pee up against the side of the building or something like that. But the guy was like, it's like someone's just... Yeah, it was astounding. And then for the next 2 years, it was astounding. It was, yeah. I ended up taking gumboots to work.
Oh, dude!
Yeah, yeah. I was like, what do they do? Like, it's like, do they do this?
What percent of the audience are you alienating right now?
But I wonder, like, as you know, there's some ladies in the audience. Do you ever, you know, you guys wear open toed shoes all the time? Do you ever like open a bathroom door and go, I'm just gonna hold that in? Because you do. Yeah.
You did say you're in Geelong, right?
That's true. But I have. That's true. That's true. But I have cleaned toilets elsewhere, and I've found that it is a theme.
So, of sorts.
Yeah, it's a theme. Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't a girl's bathroom. Maybe it was an alpaca's bathroom. Maybe it wasn't your room.
Yeah. Same thing. Yeah.
I'm trying to help out, man.
Yeah. Does anyone in the audience have like a really... Does anyone have an interesting first job story that they want to share?
That wasn't close.
No? Does anyone have a first job story they don't want to share?
Everyone.
Oh. I held out great hope that there was going to be...
we could say we met at my first job, like our first job, if that makes sense. Jamaica Blue, back in the day, 25 years ago.
Jamaica Blue?
Nah.
No, she was depressed as it was.
Yeah. Oh, she was so, like, no. Yeah.
Oh, stop it.
Jamaica Blue?
Yep, back in the day.
Coffee?
Yeah. He was a bit of an a-hole.
Oh, I'm happy you
said
the thing passed out.
Yeah. Did she? First jobs? What was your first job? You haven't had a job. Oh, no, wait. What was your first job, Jetstar?
No.
What was your first job?
I worked at IGF.
Hey! The supermarket I got my first job at is now an IGA. Well, it wasn't something else.
Oh, did you take that job?
Yes, dude.
Oh, I wasn't sure.
I thought the exams may
have gone well.
No. You were exactly right in your nasty summation of my situation. Yeah, no, you were correct. I had no prospects. Anyway, it's nice to be here. What do you do for Jetstar now, Jacob? This is Jacob, everyone. Big round of applause for Jacob. He's worked his way up from... up. From IGA to Jetstar.
Is that sort of trajectory?
Don't say that sort of trajectory.
Mate, as long as it comes out eventually, you're right.
Yeah,
right. So, there was a time when you would drive to Tullamarine and the departures and arrivals aeroplane icon kind of thing, the arrivals one didn't used to have wheels on it, and it used to freak me out because it looked like it was just a plane flying into the ground.
It was a plane flying into the Hudson.
Yeah, but now it's got wheels, so it's a weird, like, I remember logging the fact, what the fuck, plane's got no wheels, that can't be good.
Did you say it like that?
Yeah, I fucking did.
Like you're from Broadmeadows? Yes. Because they would know, because it flies over them all the time.
Why that fucking plane's got no wheels? I've got a question for you. Do you hear Yanni or Laurel?
Yanni.
Laurel. I hear Richard Clayderman.
No, no, that's Yari.
Okay.
Thanks very much. Did you recognise him as being Yari? No. I met him when I was living in China. And I met the rest of his band, and the rest of his band fucking hated him.
That's a common theme.
It's a continuing theme.
Yeah.
Because I met the guys from...
people in bands?
From Creed. Years ago, when I was playing in a band that played at Mercury Lounge at Crown. Oh my God, you remember? We were playing a Creed song, so what year would that be? Unfortunately, embarrassingly, it was later than that because I didn't get here till after that. So anyway, we were playing a Creed song, and these fucking big blokes just came and stood at the front of the stage, their arms folded.
They came and stood at the front.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I didn't know who the hell they were. It turns out it was all the guys from Creed standing at the front of the stage with their arms folded while we played one of their songs. It's weird.
Anyway, I thought they had a song with arms wide open.
With arms fucking folded.
That was the first draft.
It wasn't the singer, it was the rest of the band. So, and they were lovely. They came back and they partied with us in the green room, and they brought us all to sound check the next day. I had to work. That was one of the very, very few times in my life that I had a day job and I couldn't go. But the rest of the band went and like sound checked with them and like played with them during sound check. It was amazing. And they came to the duo or trio gig I was doing that Sunday at Frostbites. Oh. And we got really drunk and they spent most of the night talking about what a dick Scott Stapp was. Which is unfortunate. Anyway, next thing you know, it's all those guys in their own band called Alter Bridge. They had nothing to do with him anymore. Yeah. So people don't like the... how did this start? Scott Stapp, but what was the
one called? Yanni,
Yanni. Yanni, yeah.
Laurel. There's a joke.
Laurel. Who actually heard Yanni, though? I don't mean just then, but... Yanni, Laurel.
Yanni. Laurel.
Does
Laurel even exist?
Yeah.
Not real.
Fuck, I've got to play you something. I've got to play you something that's like actually on my phone right now. Because
It's Matt playing Creed song. Definitely Laurel.
Far away,
isn't it?
Now. This is not the greatest, but I'm just going to put it in the mic here so you can... So who just said Yanni absolutely?
Yeah. There's two hands up.
Yeah. Yanni. Yeah, Yanni. Yanni. What? Yanni. 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 It's because it's closer to you.
Yanni. I can't hear. This goes for an hour, by the way, so sit back.
Did you guys? Are you serious?
That's fucking wild! I love it! What happened?
Did anyone ever have a speak and spell?
Yes.
When they were kids? Yeah. I wonder what speak and spell would say if you put Yanni or Laurel in, what would happen? Because that sounds like speak and spell to me.
That's magnificent. I swear the first time I listened to it, when I, like, picked up my phone, half asleep, you know, like, I just, like, check Facebook, and this the news, it's gold or blue, and fucking Yanni. Yeah, of course it's Yanni, you idiot. I listened to it today and thought, well, no, it's not. What? No, that's Laurel 100. It very nearly says Hardy. It says Laurel so strongly.
Good.
Yeah, I didn't prepare that.
I'm too old for this shit. Yeah, it's good.
What have you got?
I'm now going to ask Matt 4,000 questions.
Yep. Is this like whenever? Does he have to drink?
We could do that. Oh, no. Well, we're going to probably finish up soon because Matt's obviously thirsty. Yes, you are. But I like these. So this is something I do. I buy these books to help me write songs because sometimes I'll open them up and go, oh, yeah, that'd be an interesting thing to maybe write about. So the first question I just saw here is like, what are your feelings about pornography? Do Just to prove that actually
is... I just wrote a song called I Fucking Love It.
Well, we certainly know what your website's going to be called. But the good thing about it is too, is like you, like I said, something that happened 49 weeks ago. That's the gestation period of an elephant. No, is that we started doing this thing and we started working out that we're best friends. We know each other for, you know, 17 years and know not a lot about each other. So it's been an interesting year. I still like you, even though I found out all these new things about you that I didn't know. No, just because sometimes, you know, it's a thing. Like it's like any kind of friendship. Like all friendships, really, all relationships. Every day they become one day closer to the end of it. If you
and that's why Dom is a singer-songwriter.
Well, I just mean like I mean that's a thing for anything. Whether it's the end of the friendship or just the end of one of your times around, that's just how time works.
Usually, what happens?
No, but think about it. Think about any friendship or relationship or like you know intimate relationship you ever had that ended, right? It goes on this kind of arc, doesn't it? It's like it starts out at the start where like everything's exciting and like it doesn't really matter what you find out about them because it's really, it's like, I love this person's great. And then it gets to this like peak and you go, I think at some point now I'm going to find out a bit too much and it's going to go downhill.
The worst story ever.
Well, it's not, because what's interesting is like you... Like, not a lot of people end up having these kind of conversations. We go, what do you think about this? If you've heard any of our podcasts, we sometimes get into some pretty interesting, well, for us it's interesting. And
yeah, Dom says, what was the last song you wrote? And I say, it was called Rainbows and Fairy Floss, Dom. What was your last song called? Oh, it's always one step closer to the end.
Might be the next song, all right? I'm not. Everyone's going, oh, you know, but I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. It's, you know, things end. But what's cool for me is that even after 49 weeks of doing this and finding out a whole bunch of stuff that you don't usually find out about your best friend, I'm like, I still love him. He's a fucking legend. He's great. And a lot of these questions I've asked Matt have been the kind of question that you never think to ask your friends because they don't come up in conversation. You just kind of think, we get along well, rah, rah, rah. And so, I obviously know how you feel about pornography. Anyway. But what's interesting is there are three, this was not planned, but there are three little questions I tabbed, right? And the third question is...
It doesn't look like three, dude.
No, no. Now, you see,
like 300.
You see, these are ones we've done previously, but the three I tabbed are on the top here. Right? The last question actually is, do you have your own personal website? Which I think is funny, given now we know what it's going to be called.
I only like thingsthatspit.com.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I mean, I think that's funny that it just came up in random banter. I like the wording.
Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah, it's good. Here's another one for you.
Oh, yeah, good.
What traits do you not like in other people?
Ooh. Oh, a reaction from the room. That's nice.
I hate it when my friends say.
Wow. That's actually, I'm saying wow because I'm stalling, but I am continually flummoxed when I just am out in the world as to how people who don't know each other treat each other. So that the idea that you can, because you don't have a any sort of personal knowledge of someone, that you could treat them somehow as less than you would treat your mate, or you would treat yourself.
Yeah,
that's probably it. But and it seems like it's becoming more and more prevalent. I want to blame Donald Trump, but that, you know.
Right. Yeah. I wonder if it's...
That's just an easy fix.
Okay. Yeah, I wonder if it's less than it ever has been before.
Which bit?
Well, I understand how you say it. It seems like it's more prevalent. But has anyone? Here's what I mean by this. You know when you notice something for the first time and then you see it everywhere.
Yeah, of course.
Like, has anyone? You know, I remember buying a silver Subaru. I've never seen one before. I bought a silver Subaru. It's like everyone's got a fucking silver Subaru now. Like, you know when you latch onto an idea and you go, now you notice it all the time.
I absolutely think it's more prevalent because of the way social media has exploded in the last. Sort of, particularly the last sort of 5 years, where universally people have access to multiple platforms where they can bitch and berate anonymously, or right. at arm's length at the very least.
Mm.
So it's, and it seems to be that more people have, not people I know, and I'm not just pandering, but it seems to me that more people, are happy to express negative opinions and they are positive.
I'd have a panda, by the way, if I had my own pet.
You don't have enough bamboo at your house. I can give you my toast tongs.
That's true. I got plenty of chopsticks. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how to use them, so the only thing to be good for. Pardon? What? Oh, I hear what's that. Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, cool. Yeah. That's what's good about doing a podcast. You should all start one and I can listen to them.
Yes,
that's good. That's how a
podcast. What about you?
I'm bothered by kind of like fake outrage. And when people go, "Oh, you can't say that word." You know, some people
don't. He's talking about me. When he drops the C-bomb.
Yeah, like
say
like,
that word, dude.
Like it's a word. I think you can say absolutely anything. Mm. I know people go, "Oh, you can't say that." It's like, yeah, you can.
Yeah,
it doesn't. I don't think it leads. No, I'm not. No, and I think like there's nothing about it. Like I would use it in this context right now. But sometimes you kind of go, "That's actually really appropriate for how I feel, and I should be able to say it." And that's And then other times, and I don't think you should just say things because. Because I can say anything I want. I think that's just being a jerk. But when people kind of get their back up about you've said something and you're like, no, I'm in context there. That's okay. And then you try and kind of drill into why they're upset by it and they don't really. It's like that they've heard somewhere before that maybe that's not the right thing to say. And when you ask them why do you think it's not the right thing to say, they don't really have their own idea about it. So it's kind of. That shits me. I don't mind anyone disagreeing with me or being upset or anything like that. I think everyone's completely well within their rights to have a different opinion, absolutely. But when you ask them and they can't actually explain, it's just something that they've adopted. That annoys me.
I think the that particular word. Mm. I think there's a line in the sand.
One
person says yes.
What do you mean? What do you mean? There's a line in the sand.
I think there's a line in the sand where
it just never be said.
Where it's socially inappropriate to say it out loud in front of a group of people and on a microphone.
Sure. Yeah.
Because I say fuck all the time.
Yeah. No, I think that's right. But that's my point. Like
fuck that fucking plane's got my wheels.
If you feel like it's
if I don't say hey that fucking doctor dropped the fucking wheels down.
Yeah. Yeah. So in that, I think that's true. I think, but I also believe in some context you should be able to say something. And also, if someone says, "Hey, I don't like that,"
I can't stand it. That's all I heard from over there. Somewhere.
But like, if someone says, "Hey, someone should be able to say to you, hey, I don't like the use of that. I would prefer if you didn't say that." Then I think it's completely reasonable for someone to say that, and then for you to say. I will try to remember that, and I'll because that's about respecting other people and what. But sometimes that's the difference between someone going, "Hey, fuck you! You shouldn't say shit like that." Like that's not a requisite response. The response is, "I don't like it when people talk about that or this," and then you have a civil discourse about it. I think that's a reasonable way to go about it.
Just
random like. Just, I object to this and I object to that. You know, like,
I almost had one of those today. Discharge. Sorry.
So one more.
It wasn't siblings. Sorry.
The squeezy blubber.
That's what I call it. What's it wrong here?
I think you're alarming the audience. I got one more question for you.
Go on.
What do you remember about your oldest relatives whom you know personally? So, like, you know, do you have any cool memories about?
Yeah, my Auntie June, who died at the end of last year, she was 90...
That's not a number.
246. She was one of those. I should know. But anyway, I would try to go down to Tassie to see her a couple of times a year in the last few years. And she didn't leave her room the whole last part of her life. So she went to a nursing home because she was, like, mentally, you know, 95% still there, but really couldn't look after herself anyway. She was incredibly frail. She didn't leave her room for the last 5 years of her life. She went to a nursing home and she just stayed in the one room. She had a couple of women who used to come around, like, they'd take her out shopping and stuff, but she wouldn't converse with anyone else in the nursing home. She said, why would I want to talk to all those old people?
Oh.
And of course the irony is that she said she didn't want to talk to all those other old people about the past, which of course is all she did when she sat with me and said, I still remember when you were 5 years old and you came to visit me. It's weird. But she, before I start being a dick, she told me about the US Marine who she dated, who wanted to take her back to America when... Because she worked, she was in the army. She was in the signal corps in the army, which is hardcore. It's hard signal corps. Tom the Marine wanted to take her back to the States and marry her. And she said to me, I couldn't do that. They wouldn't know what to do with an Australian girl back in, it's a million years ago. A million years ago. Yeah, so that's that was really cool because I've never heard that story before. And I'd known her since I was tiny, tiny. And all of a sudden you just... To get those stories from someone you've known forever, like your entire life, all of a sudden to hear these stories is... Yeah, that's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Or you.
As in... Okay. My...
You don't need whole sentences. Just for you.
Yeah. my dad's mum, who is Italian, so I know both my grandfathers passed away before I was born, and so I only know knew my grandmothers. And my dad's mother was Italian, and they moved to the UK before my dad was born. So anyway, my nana had this, broken English way of speaking, and this kind of Welsh accent. It was really wacky, but. She had this way of, so instead of saying, oh, how are you, love, she'd say, why are you, love? and if she wanted to know what had been happening, she'd say, yeah, what's the matter doing? Like, and she had all these things. And what's really cool, and she hated my auntie's husband in that way that she hated him. She bitched about him all the time and she loved him to death. And she's like, that bastard Nesto. His name is Ernesto. He's like, he's a bloody bugger. And the funny thing is I've got all these friends from high school and my brother's friends from high school and whatnot. And we all, when we see each other, we're like, hey, why are you la? Like, so there's all these people that never met my grandmother, like, that speak Nana. And what's really cool is now my brother's kids, who are, you know, 5 and 8 years old. Like, I went to see my brother last night and I walked in and my 8-year-old niece goes, hey, hello. And I think that's hilarious. There's, like, now, you know, two generations later that...
I do it too.
Yeah.
To you.
Yeah, what's the matter doing?
Yeah.
You bloody bugger boy.
I don't say that.
Yeah. So that's cool. She has. She sat me down and told me all her war stories once.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. But prisoner of war stories stuff. Yeah. That's no. It's no good. So we're. Hey, if it wasn't for the war, we wouldn't be here tonight. Here. How's that? How's that for an idea? We have a Second World War, and my grandparents living in Africa, like Italians living in Africa, and they go back to Italy, and then they move to Wales, and then my dad gets born in Wales and meets a Welsh girl, and they get married. Well, you know, my dad's 14 and my mum's 12 when they meet, and then of course they get told they can't be together because, you know, your father fought his father in the war kind of thing, and you tell teenagers that they can't be together, and so then they just go, you know, we ain't going to be together. I imagine that if they hadn't been told they couldn't see each other, they wouldn't stay together. Because you know what people are like. If you say, oh, you can't do that, like teenagers go, you want to make a bet? And
no, that's what I'm like about drink driving. I'm not getting that along here.
Yeah, so if it wasn't for that, then... Oh,
two tsunami? Oh, another one.
When was the tsunami?
Back in the day.
Okay. Anyway. So this is what happens when you get together with your mate and you just talk about stuff and you go, I just realised if it wasn't for the war, I wouldn't be doing this with you.
Dude, if it wasn't for anything, we wouldn't be doing anything.
Well, that's true. That's true.
I think a llama just agreed with me. No, that is so weird. They said, nah.
What noise do they make?
What?
What noise would your llama make?
My llama would purr like my cat does. But it's got a long neck, so it'd be like a really kind of deep, throaty purr.
What? Is that a sub page of your website?
Don't make it weird. You make it weird. I didn't make it weird, I just said deep, throaty purr.
You said deep, throaty purr.
I know what I fucking said.
I can't wait to see this website. I think we should give these guys a break. We're going to have a bit of a break and then we're going to come back and sing some Crowd House songs. So if you haven't had enough, please come back and join us for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
You guys are awesome.
Thanks for coming to our final podcast.
Oh, that's rough.
Oh, was that you?
Ah, man.